Case number 9764, Chandra Paul Mahadan, north of Route 26, 1,320 feet east of Road 25 and Road 26. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home for storage purposes. State your full name and address.
Chandra Paul Mahadan, 22805 9 Foot Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Did you get that? Okay. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to speak? No? Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
You're requesting to leave a manufactured home on your property for storage?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a manufactured home there now that you are using?
Right now, we live in a two-bedroom dwelling. And it's kind of small, so we want to put a next manufactured home there.
So you're going to put a new manufactured home where you're at now?
Yes, sir.
Take the existing two-bedroom home that is there and convert that into storage?
Yes,
sir. Is
that
correct?
Yes, for the children, you know, use like homeworks and stuff like that.
Okay.
You'll be removing the bathroom and kitchen facilities from that storage building?
No, we plan to keep it.
Why?
You know, if the children in there and they want to use it, you know.
You're asking for it to be a storage facility, a living facility.
Well, if they go in there and they want to use the bathroom and so on, they can use it.
Why couldn't they use the bathroom in the new dwelling?
Well,
see, otherwise, what you're asking for is to use it as a storage facility, like a shed. If you keep the bathroom and kitchen in there, then basically you have two dwellings on the property, which isn't allowed by the county ordinance. So the only way we could consider it is if, just like you've applied for a storage facility, which means you have to remove the bathroom and the kitchen.
Okay, so.
You will move the bathroom and the kitchen?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Now, the age of the mobile home that you're now is in 1985, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the one that you're going to be placing, is that going to be a new one or?
A new one.
A brand new one?
Brand new.
Okay. So the new one's brand new.
Is that a.
No.
The new one's double wide?
Yes, sir.
Will the new one be replaced, be placed right where the old one is now?
It'll be front.
Front up. So the one you're going to be using for storage will remain where it is now?
Yes, sir.
And you'll just put the new one in front of it?
In front of it.
Okay.
You won't be joining them?
No.
Okay. Are you putting a new sewer system in?
Yeah, I applied to.
Pardon?
You applied for one?
We applied. You forgot the permit for putting a new sewage system. Right now, I got a holding tank there.
Okay.
I want to change the holding tank and put in a
septic.
Yeah.
Septic, okay. All right. Okay.
How far away from the new trailer to the old trailer? How far are you going to be?
Like about 5 foot away.
5 foot away?
Mm-hmm. So we get plenty of room. I have plenty of room in your room.
You have plenty of room to do it with?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So when I come to the foundation, they go tell me exactly where, how far.
Where's got to go?
Bud, can they be that close together like that?
I'm sorry.
Can they be that close together like that?
That close together?
Yeah.
Can they be that close together? Is the question.
One front of the other one?
Yeah,
yeah, we don't.
Put a shed right up next to it.
Yeah,
house.
You don't have any problem with that.
It's not being used as well.
Enjoying.
Right.
As long as you don't attach the two together.
As long as it's not attached together.
As long as it's not attached.
Yeah.
The only thing that would affect, even if it was attached, is your setbacks. If you approved him attaching.
Oh, that's true. He could attach them.
If you approved.
As long as you interfere with setbacks.
As a shed?
Yeah. As long as you wouldn't interfere with setbacks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
they're using, yeah. if they're using both of them for living space. Yeah.
Any further questions?
The question was, in the past we've allowed two mobiles to be joined.
Yeah.
But he's not going to.
But
yeah.
this isn't going to be living space. It's going to be storage, so it can right. be right. it can be joined without consideration.
Okay.
Okay.
If we allow it.
If we allow it. Do you have any further questions, Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Mr. Chairman, the request is certainly unique. It's not certainly with almost 60 acres. I don't see that we should have any problem meeting the setback requirements or what have you. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9,764 with the condition that the bathrooms and the kitchen be removed from
the old
accessory structure.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,764 with stipulations being that the kitchen facility and the bathroom be removed.
And I wanted to make it clear, you understand that bed, no one can sleep in the structure. It's just for
storage.
Okay.
Sir. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.